almost 50% of the country's total greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture. Of that, methane is by far the biggest contributor. Last year saw the launch of an ambitious public-private partnership, AgriZero NZ, with six of New Zealand's leading agribusiness organisations, Fonterra, ANZCO, Synlait, Rabobank, Silver Fern Farms and Ravensdown, signing up. The goal was to invest in and develop technology that will reduce methane emissions 30% by 2030. Last month, A2 Milk, ANZ and ASB Banks also joined, bringing the total funds committed to $183 million. AgriZero New Zealand Head of Strategy Engagement is Ruth Leary. Morning, Ruth.
Kia ora, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I think we discussed the launch of AgriZero New Zealand. Just remind people what its purpose is. How broad and or how focused?
We're actually quite focused. We're focused on the New Zealand livestock emissions from agriculture, so specifically ruminant livestock. And we are supporting a reduction of emissions 30% by 2030 and near zero by 2040.
How are things looking overall on that target at the moment? We get updates from time to time from the Climate Commission and others. Methane is the particular challenge for New Zealand. Transport is up there, but it's our quite specific challenge. How are things tracking towards that 2030 goal as things stand right now?
Yeah, look, our 2030 goal is an ambition, not a target, but we've been going just over a year now. We set up on the 1st of February last year, and so far we've made a number of investments in promising technology, but just reminding that we're after the new tools and technology, not the existing tools already available to farmers. So, you know, I think on the program last year you would have heard about some of the investments we've made. We're really trying to find the right investments that are practical for New Zealand farmers. So that's specifically pasture-based farming systems. So looking for things like that are more low input than some of the more intensive farming systems are able to use overseas.
Okay. So business as usual is not going to get us down to 30% is what I'm hearing for you. And that's where part of what you are doing, along with others, but you've got big players on board, is trying to find that step change coming. Coming through what? Is it technology? Is it change in on-farm practice? What are some of the areas that are looking most promising?
Yeah, look, we're really looking for the new tools and technology. If you heard Fonterra last year announce their 30% intensity reduction target, they attribute about 7% they hope to get from the investment in technology from AgriZero. So we're looking at things like new pastures that will help increase and boost productivity whilst reducing methane. We're looking at, so that specifically was an investment in Biolumic in a new ryegrass with a higher lipid content. We're looking at vaccines. So we've announced an intent at an event in Parliament in April to spin out as a standalone entity, its own venture, the research into methane vaccines that's been going on in New Zealand since 2007. So the intent of that is to actually crowd in funding from overseas to really accelerate that program.
So how does that work now? There's, I think it's Massey's and Ag Research doing a lot of work on the potential for this. So just explain what you're proposing. Would all the researchers come together into one new entity and then you would call for international investment? What's proposed?
That's right. So bring it into one entity. We would continue to support that entity. We have already invested in the program itself. We're currently funding the sort of spin out of that entity. We're also having a lot of conversations globally with other potential funders. And there's a lot of interest. Look, because we're in a pasture-based system in New Zealand, we're looking for those low input solutions like a vaccine that actually might be very applicable globally, because most of the methane produced by animals and burped by animals globally is in those more extensive grazing systems. So a vaccine is an ideal solution. So, you know, talking to philanthropic funders, for example, like Bezos Earth, you know, the Gates Foundation, they're really interested in solutions to trial and test them in New Zealand. And then we can take what we've learnt from that offshore and have quite a big global impact.
What are the scientists telling you about how far along the path to a viable, effective, approved vaccine they are?
Yeah, look, they're using quite a novel approach where the antigens will be sort of in the saliva and swallowed by the animal. So it's quite novel to some other vaccines you hear about. It's not without its challenges. I mentioned we've been working on this since 2007, certainly learnt a lot of things that don't work, which is actually very valuable IP to have. But there's a specific work program now. I'm not a vaccine expert myself, but the team have a clear approach on what they're trying to do, and the crowding in of additional funding and the extra support we'll have to accelerate what they need to do. You know, we'd rather find out sooner rather than later if some of these new technologies aren't going to be as successful as we'd hope.
Are you looking at the role of seaweed in feed at all?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There's been a lot of global work on seaweed as a mitigation. We actually held a workshop a few weeks ago with a number of players right across the landscape, from ventures through to the regulators with New Zealand, Australia and America were also there, also asking themselves about the use of seaweed and how practical it will be in New Zealand. Look, for the majority of farmers in New Zealand who are pasture-based grazing, a seaweed makes it a little bit more difficult.
It's a feed additive. You don't just chuck out the seaweed, but you would include it in feed. But
that's
to your
right.
earlier point, we do not intensively farm in sheds. We have pasture-based for the most part, although that's an interesting conversation going forward. And so as a feed additive, it is not very viable with the method of farming we use, yeah?
Yeah, look, some farmers do. I think, you know, depending on where you are in the country, between sort of 25 and 50% of our dairy farmers are giving some feed to their cows while they're milking them in the shed. So
right.
the period during
okay.
lactation, it could be practical. But, that you know, we invested in a company, Ruminant Biotech, who have a sort of a slow-release inhibitor in a bolus, which we think for a pasture-based system, it may be more practical. But, look, that's still in early stages
yeah.
of development too.
So part of the reason for this is the pressure that has come on from overseas partners and from customers wanting lower emissions product. Could you elaborate just what the international environment is and the need for this investment and more?
That's right. Look, New Zealand, we're well known as being extremely efficient producers of agricultural products and meat and milk, for example. But because we're exporting the majority of what we produce here, we have a really outsized impact on the global customers' emissions, their Scope 3 emissions specifically that they're reporting on. Many of them have set really aggressive targets. You know, McDonald's, who get beef for their burger patties, 36% by 2030, net zero by 2040. Nestle, you know, 50% reduction by 2030, which is creeping up around the corner. So, you know, I've sat in meetings myself with some of these customers, having to show them a roadmap of how we want to help them reach their targets. Other than that, it's also our trade agreements. So when we come up for review of our free trade agreements, we will be asked a lot of questions on our progress on reducing our agricultural emissions. So essentially, you know, AgriZero exists to protect our agriculture sector.
Yeah. Scope 3, of course, is where emissions are in a supply chain, which is where, when we're exporting, importers are finding themselves having to account for emissions here. All right, Ruth, when's the next kind of stock take on progress? Because 2030 will roll around very, very quickly, and that is a very ambitious target.
It is very ambitious.
Sorry, ambition.
Ambition, yeah, thank you. look, we're trying to be very transparent with reporting progress. So we're releasing a scorecard every quarter, you know, details the investments we're making, how much money we've spent, what we've spent it on, how we're tracking against the sort of baseline emissions target that was, you know, our baseline we're using to record progress against. We'll also release an annual report. You know, we're trying to get out there and speaking at different, you know, next month we're at ETIPU, talking about how we're going, what we're doing, but also really working a lot with our shareholder group who have great access to farmers to tell them that we're here to help them and how we're going about it.
Thank you. That is Ruth Leary, who is with this new initiative, AgriZero NZ. A year old it is now, I think. She's Head of Strategy and Engagement. It's a public-private partnership involving some of the biggest players in the agriculture sector, including funders and financiers,